This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Whip out your joystick and get ready to give it a wiggle. You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
Get your hand off your joystick, Elliot.
Oh, busted in real time, Warren.
You are.
The audience didn't need to know.
Yes, they did.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, doing good.
What's happening in the world of... What have you been playing in the world of gaming?
Oh, what a great question. Mm. I've actually... my obsession with video games has reached an all-new peak with the release of one particular game that goes by the name of Monster Train 2.
Monster Train.
So I'd love to tell you all about it, if that's okay.
Yes, please do. I love monsters.
Do you? Good.
I do.
So Monster Train 2 is this brand new card game, what we'd call a roguelike, which means that, you know, you're drawing all these cards, which are great, and you get to summon your creatures that fight back against the other monsters. But because it's a roguelike, what this means is that as soon as you die, you lose the game and you start again from the beginning.
Oh, that would be frustrating, I imagine.
No, I love those kind of games,
Do you?
Yeah, so like an absolute obsession for me, because what they end up being is quite bite-sized and fun and interactive, so that if you lose, it's not a big deal, because you're like, well, great, I love to start again. Like, not a problem for me whatsoever. And so they are designed in a way where it isn't like awful to lose, and you're not necessarily losing all your progress, because there will be certain things that carry over into the next attempt.
So you don't get back to the beginning and then have to face
it's always different and varied, but what makes this one so special is that it is really engaging, and the depth of strategy is kind of incredible. And so what you get is a huge variety of different cards you can play and scenarios you come up against. And in this particular card game, you're battling on a train, a moving train, which means there are, you know, multiple carriages of the train
that fall off.
Well, you can't fall off. That would be fun. But there are multiple carriages of the train that the monsters are kind of moving through. Ooh. And you don't want them to get to the end, because that is like your little health bar, your nexus, whatever. It's called a pyre in this game.
Do they climb on the roof?
No, not physically, but they do go up the carriages. And in addition to that, the train is also moving and arriving at new destinations, which has new random encounters and effects and upgrades and stuff that you can uncover and stuff. So it is a very dynamic and constantly evolving and changing gaming landscape. It's really cool and fun.
Do we need a warning? I can see something that may contain content inappropriate for children.
No. Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, there are depictions of like monsters and creatures, but no, it's pretty cartoony. What I'm bringing up for you on the screen, Warren, and what you were reading out actually has nothing to do with that particular game, because you usually ask me, like, what's happening in the world of gaming?
Yes, that's my next question.
And so I wanted to tell you that probably two big things are happening in the world of gaming that everybody's talking about. Number one, we're about to see the release of the Nintendo Switch 2 next week. But number two, they are... they've released the second trailer for probably what is going to be the biggest video game launch of all history.
This man has a very fit body.
Grand Theft Auto 6. I love that you pointed that out, because obviously the gays have gone wild. They've released the new trailer with a athletics.
It's very lifelike.
I mean, it'll be voice acted, but no, it's not like... and it might be motion captured so that the animations are very fluid, but it's not necessarily based on a real person.
I just have to point something out here. Now, obviously, I don't play video games, so I'm not aware of how good they are in terms of what they present. I thought this was like an advertisement before what you were looking for. It looks so realistic.
Right. Well, that's kind of why I brought this up, because this is the landscape of gaming now. And maybe if you used to play games in the 90s and you haven't really been...
Like tennis.
Like Pong. You haven't been along the journey... Mm. A game like Grand Theft Auto 6, you know, not to be too much like fall into the trap of being a marketing shill, but it really is like the benchmark of like, well, what is next in this?
It's like a movie.
It's very lifelike. It's very true to form. It's graphically incredible. And there are other games that look like this as well, don't get me wrong, but this is currently what the internet's obsession is. And that why that
oh
character.
Oh my goodness. Let's stop that scene.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's turn this off. Poor Warren. It got a bit too sexual on screen, and hence all the at the start
the warnings. The warnings. Ah, yeah. But I'm actually quite shocked at how realistic the game is.
So there you go. So what I've been seeing on my personal feeds is a lot of gay men thirsting over the protagonist of this game.
We're chatting with Elliot Attard from Joy's Checkpoint, which you can catch on Saturdays here on Joy 94.9. We're getting all the latest in gaming news. Elliot, I wanted to ask you, with all of Donald Trump's sanctions and things going on and off and on and off all the time, has that impacted the gaming world in any way yet, or are we still waiting to find out?
We're definitely anticipating that it will. I think there's a lot of fear over what does Donald Trump perceive of video games, because he is very legislative happy. Like, he's happy to make decisions on the fly and has mentioned stuff about gaming as well. But certainly the tariffs he's put in place would stop the or would make products more expensive that are imported from overseas, right? So a lot of the gaming manufacturers and whatnot might not be based in America. They're based in places like Japan, for instance. So in the upcoming Switch 2 launch that we're about to see, a gigantic Japanese manufactured console, what we are likely to see, and maybe it won't affect the first batch of releases, but we are likely to see price hikes and increases and maybe even like challenges to get this hardware made available, partly due to just probably global stock shortages, but also a big part of that will be the Trump tariffs and restricting trade options as well.
Elliot, before we let you go, don't leave that there paused where it is, because I want to watch the scene.
Okay, you watch.
But before you go, what's happening on Checkpoint?
Yeah, so if anybody wants to catch Checkpoint this week, 2 to 4pm on a Saturday, we're chatting about, get this, Warren, avant-garde video games. What do you think that means?
I have no idea.
Basically, it's like any other kind of medium and whatnot, there are games that challenge the norm that are made to be kind of art house and different.
Well, that's good.
And maybe they have like a political message or maybe they're just there to be different and to contradict the standard. So we're chatting avant-garde video games this
Saturday. I like that. So potentially games could be a vehicle for change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so they should be. Good. I love it. Rather than just playing them or watching them for sexual scenes like that one. Elliot, 2 to 4pm Saturday. Right. We'll catch you on Checkpoint.
Thanks, Warren.
And if you want a sort of snippet of what's been happening in the world, we'll catch you back here in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely. See you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast. Brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.